Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. Where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted on tonight that we're going to have a very, very special guest. But I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of you for tuning in to the ElfridaLoveShow.com. Be sure to text someone and let someone know that the ElfridaLoveShow.com is on and live. We're going to start by reading Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and we ask would this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. We thank you for each person who's listening. We thank you for the guests, and we thank you for each thing that is to come. We thank you for being the God in our lives, and we just ask would you continue to be the light of the world and help us to become the light of the world and continue to shine with your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And we have a couple of minutes here, but I want to begin by saying that I want to introduce our guest today. We have a celebrity designer, and this particular individual has a newly released book entitled It's Time for a Village Meeting, Awakening Moms, Reclaiming Our Girls. That particular title just captivated me. And she explores the village concept of what moms need to do in order to take their rightful seats in their daughters' lives. And also, she is a designer. She has many gospel artists in which she designs great things. So when you see these album covers, you see T-shirts, you see many things that many of these gospel artists and other individuals have, they come from a great designer like Ms. Sherilyn Bennett. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Ms. Sherilyn Bennett, if she's on the line. Ms. Bennett, are you on the line? Okay, she's not on the line yet. She's supposed to check in about 2 minutes. But I want to talk about that topic just for a second, very briefly. One of the aspects that we're going to really bring out in this particular interview is the aspect of mothers reclaiming their seats. And when we talk about that, she's going to explain more about what that concept means. But it basically means that in our daughters' lives, in any type of females' lives that we have a direct impact, we need to make sure that we take our rightful seats, okay? We must do that. And so without further ado, Ms. Sherilyn Bennett, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Thank you for asking, and thank you for taking out time to interview with me.
No problem. I look forward to it.
All right. Can you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name is Sherilyn Bennett. I'm a minister. I'm the CEO of a wonderful company called Spiritual Suites. We are a lifestyle brand and ministry for girls and women. I'm also an award-winning graphic designer, and that's pretty much it. I'm an awesome mother to some wonderful young men, KJ and Devontae, who are in college, and I'm just a Florida girl, and now an amazing Village Book, and so I'm an author, and I'm most proud of that.
Great, and you should be, because as I was reading a little bit from your book, it's going to be wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about the book, It's Time for a Village.
Okay.
What was your inspiration surrounding that title?
Yes, It's Time for a Village Meeting. Well, this book was inspired by a four-year-old in Tampa, Florida, who I met on doing a girls' conference there. And she was, you know, in the prayer line as I was praying for young ladies, and she continued to come around about three or four times. And so the Holy Spirit led me to bend down and speak to her. And she told me that she was afraid and that there were bad things happening in her house and that the police came there. And so, you know, it was very emotional for a little one to have that in her vocabulary. And the next few weeks, I just could not shake her. And, you know, I said, Lord, you know, what are we going to do? You know, why is this child at 4 years old saying that she's afraid at home? You know, where is her mother? And the Spirit said, you're going to write a book. And I said, sure, I'll write a book for girls. No problem. I got that. And he says, no, you're going to write a book for moms, because a broken mom can't raise a healthy girl. And that's how the book was born.
Okay. Now, within your book, you mentioned a village meeting. And I like your symbolism mm-hmm. that you use, suggesting that you have a plan for mothers to keep their seats at the village meeting. Can you explain what this mm-hmm. means and at least give parents one way to retain that seat in this village meeting?
Right. Well, the village meeting is an old concept. It really stems from, you know, it used to take the whole village to raise a child. And it's something that I heard when I was younger, because it just simply meant when a girl was born, you know, there was grandmother, there was auntie, you know, there was extended family that joined together and helped mom. You know, if she was a single mom, you know, I spent many times at my aunt's house when my mom was working. And so that is just an example of the village. And so now it seems that the village has dispersed, they have turned off the lights, and the meetings aren't happening anymore. And so what I mean by mom getting back in her seat is that as we travel and as I minister to the young ladies, I've noticed the impact that the world has on them. You know, so we have kind of left the world to raise our daughters, and now we're left with the consequences because we left our seat. We weren't coming to the meetings. And so one way that mom can retain her seat and get back in line is that she can learn to be more present in her daughter's life. And I say that because I recently went to Panama City, and I met three sisters from the same family in one prayer line that asked me for the same thing, and not one of them knew what the other one was asking. And they all said, I want my mom to love on me. I want my mom to spend more time with me. Now, three daughters in one household, and they did live with their mother. And so that is an example of mom not being in her seat, because these young ladies were just, they were just yearning for a comfort of their mother. And they did have a cousin that was helping them, but they wanted their mom, and it was clear that they were hurting because of it. And so mom needs to, you know, get in her place of encourager, of role model. She needs to get in her position, because if not, there will be consequences for her missing the meeting.
Wow. Great. Okay. Excellent. That's deep. Okay. All right. How can a mom's life, according to your book, reflect how her daughter will grow up?
Well, you know, little girls, they love to emulate mom. And if
right.
mom has unresolved issues, if she has books of esteem, if she has things that she has not taken care of, that's going to be reflected in her daughter. The Lord told me as I was writing this book, he said, some girls are the walking representation of their mother's brokenness. And that just means that mom is going to pass it down to her, and if they don't deal with it, it's going to keep being passed down, and so it becomes generational brokenness. But mom has to deal with whatever it is that ails her, and that's what this book talks about, turn around and face it, Mom, so that you can heal and raise a spiritually healthy girl. Because if you're not healthy, she's not healthy. And I talk about that in the book, you know, in the chapter called, you know, She Is You. She is your smile, she is your dimple, but she is also, you know, everything else you're dealing with if you don't deal with it. Not meaning that Mom won't have issues, but I'm saying don't let it take a hold of you and linger, and then you can't face your daughter. So, you know, if Mom can't face her, if Mom doesn't even like her daughter, and believe me, I've come across a mother that told me that at a book signing, that she was at a position where she didn't even like her daughter, and she wanted nothing to do with her, and the daughter was young. So what causes a mom to deal and have that kind of thing go on? Well, there are a lot of things. It could be her relationship with her mother. It could be that the daughter's father rejected Mom. I mean, there are many things that it could be, but the book just asks Mom. It's a gentle guide just asking her to turn around and face it and deal with it so you can heal.
Well, that's good. And, you know, I was thinking about a visual. Even when a child is conceived and they're still in their mother's womb, they take mm-hmm. on that emotion of their mother, you know.
Yes.
Believe it or not, if that mother is always depressed and all that, the baby takes on that as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So much so if she's living in the household, you know, you're going to teach her how to take care of herself, how she has to take pride in her looks, you know, take pride in her education. Those things are going to come from you, Mom. They should come from you. But if you're missing, you're going to give the world. When I say world, I'm talking about the media with their fake body parts and all of that. You're going to give them an opportunity to raise your daughter if you're not in your seat.
Right. Exactly. Now, what are some unknown hurts that mothers need to be aware of in order to heal, according to your book?
Well, I would say their relationship with their own mother. If there was something lacking there, they need to deal with it. In my book signing in my hometown, I had a friend of mine stand up, and she said she had never shared before that when she was young, her mother brought her everything she wanted, but she never gave her her time. And that's what she really wanted. And I had another woman say, you know, she was pregnant at 16. Her mom was never home. She was working. She thought that was more important. And so there are some hurts that women have that can hinder them from being successful at parenting. You know, if you see your daughter and if you see you and your daughter and not the good things, if she's reflecting some of your deficiencies, if she's reflecting some of your shortcomings, that's going to be difficult for you to parent her correctly because you're going to be seeing you, your unresolved issues, reflecting in her. So those are some things, you know, any relationship there that's tugging on you from the past to come back and deal with, you need to deal with that.
That's good. Now, what process would a daughter experience to know that her mother has conquered the hurt in her life?
Well, I thought about this question, and it kept coming to mind recently when I was at a book signing. There was a little girl there, and I posted a picture of it on Facebook, and all I did was kiss her cheek, and her whole face lit up. And so the daughter is going to feel the difference in the way that Mom interacts with her. You know, she encourages her. She loves on her. Not saying that Mom will get everything right and not saying that she won't ever be angry with her if she messes up, but there will be a different way in how she deals with her, how she handles her. She'll understand that, you know, you're raising this awesome woman of God, and you have to take your time with her, you have to be patient with her, and things like that. So I think that the daughter is going to recognize that Mom's more loving, she's more understanding, she's more patient, she's more kind, because Mom is beginning to understand who she is. And so it's really about Mom healing herself. Mom, go back, you deserve to be healed. And so then you can come back to me and we can stay healed together. And that's what it's about.
That's good. Okay. Now, I read a little portion of your book, but what will be your favorite section in the book and why?
I think my favorite section in the book is Beyond the Basics and On to Purpose. And the reason why I say that is because when our daughters are born and when they finally hit kindergarten, we immediately want to know what they want to be when they grow up. But we hardly ever think about their spiritual side. And so when I began to minister to girls, I just remember being so grateful to God, because when I would stand in front of them, I would see them as who they would be, not who they were in front of me. And so I would speak over their lives, you know, and call them preachers and teachers and ministers and evangelists, because girls have a spiritual side as well. And I think that what we need to make sure is that once we prepare them for education, we need to prepare their spiritual side. We need to begin when they're young to speak God about their spiritual gifts and cover them and pray for them. And as they get older, we need to educate them about their spiritual side and the fact that God has a plan for them and a purpose and a destiny in the kingdom of God as well. And that's why that's my favorite part, because I just can imagine these awesome women of God, you know, taking this nation. And so I get excited about that, because when mom understands that her daughter is a spiritual being and she's a powerhouse in the kingdom, you know, I think that you will parent her differently, especially when it comes to her spiritual side. You won't let it lack, you know, or be second to her education. Education is very important, but as well, her spiritual side is equally important.
That's right. That's exactly right. Now, so if a parent came up to you and said, you know, I'm really trying to heal whatever it is within me so that I can become a better parent or mother, then what would you tell that parent? What's the first step in the healing process for this mother?
Well, this is a fun question, because I have a page on Facebook called Arthur Sherilyn Bennett's Village for Moms. And I asked them, and I got an answer from Renee Hewitt Hall, who said, I think the first step for healing would be to go to God in sincere prayer about the situation. And I definitely feel that that is a good first step. And then recognizing that she does need healing. And, you know, she has clergy and people in the community. But I wouldn't be afraid to go to counseling if you need it, because some things require counseling. And so I would first commend mom, good job, because if you know that there's some healing to be done and you're actually speaking that, then that means you won half the battle. So I would definitely point her toward her covering, and, you know, if she needed help in the corporate world as far as counseling or anything like that, I would definitely say do it. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't mean that you're weak. It just means that you're wise.
That's good. Okay. Now, what can daughters take away from this book, and who is the intended audience when we look at age groups?
Age groups. Well, the book is for moms, so it's really not intended for the daughters to read. We do have them in on the discussion, but they don't read the book. And I think that, you know, so it's pretty much for moms, new moms, moms that are already doing the job, seasoned moms, because I think that we can all go back and learn something. My own mother contacted me the day after she read this book, and she said, I need to apologize to you. And I thought my mom did a good job. So I think that we all can learn. As mothers, we're forever evolving and learning. And so this book is a good, gentle guide. I say gentle because God did it. The Holy Ghost did this book. I joke all the time that, you know, Sherilyn, I'm kind of strict. And so that's how I know that the Lord did it. Because it's very loving how he leads you back into healing. And so the general audience is moms. The book is geared toward them.
That's good. Okay. So tell us a little bit, we're turning the corner a little bit, but tell us a little bit about what you do as a graphic designer. You designed a very nice flyer for this particular show today. So thank you so much, first of all.
No problem.
And, yeah, tell us a little bit about, you know, you as a graphic designer and things like that.
Right. Well, I'm a graduate of the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale, and I began my career in news at my local newspaper, and then I spent about 13 years working for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution on the news side until my sons got a little older, and then those hours were a little crazy. But it was very exciting working in a newsroom, you know, so that is my background. And then I came over to advertising side, and recently I was working at in a marketing department. But about 2 years ago, the Lord kicked me out of there, and I work for myself, and I'm a freelance designer. And so I design everything from logo to billboards. I do it all.
Wow, you're so talented. So you're a great artist, I take it.
Yes, I think I'm pretty good.
You're being modest. Okay. So let me ask you this question. You gave me a little background, but tell me, how did you know, as, you know, in your younger years, that you wanted to become a graphic designer, or did you just stumble into this niche?
Right. I remember what happened. I was in high school, and I was actually on a cheer squad, and we had to stay in school all day. So they said, well, you have to choose an elective. And I chose art. I don't know why. But when I did it, we figured out that I was very good at it. And so that's how I fell into, you know, wanting to go to art school. I wasn't sure where I was going to land after I graduated. You know, what I was going to actually do. But I started out in news, but when I went over to advertising, I found out that I was really good at it. And and I enjoyed that more than news. News is really high paced. So, and that's kind of how I became an artist. And then I won a few Florida Press Awards and some awards in Atlanta. And I just love doing it. I love it. I feel that God has equipped me to help the kingdom of God, and that's what I use my gift for.
Wow. And speaking of the kingdom of God, tell us a little bit, who are some of the clients that you work with, and how can you help other artists or people needing a designer?
Right. Well, I have some clients in the gospel industry. Beverly Crawford and Jacqueline Carr, two of my clients. And, you know, I have a website, www.sherilyncreative.com, and if they want to contact me, they can go to that site, and they have a little have a started project, but they can pull it down and can contact me that way, tell me a little bit about what they need. But, yeah, I really, really enjoy working with some of the, you know, my gospel clients, because, you know, that's kingdom work, and I really enjoy it, and I did get two of the best in the gospel industry, so.
Yes, you did. You did.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. And Beverly and I are good friends. So, yeah, that it's been a real blessing. God has blessed my graphic design companies. You know, I'm blessed to be able to minister and lead and travel when I need to, because I have this job. So it's been a wonderful, wonderful addition to my life.
That is great. Now tell me this. I'm curious about this question. So when you design things for any individual, especially gospel artists, you design like their covers, and what do you design for them specifically?
Right. Well, actually, Beverly and her husband, they have a church that's near me, so I do a lot of their church work as well. For Jacqueline, I do a lot of her, if you see her teasers and things like that, or help design her website, some of her T-shirts. So it just depends. She has a project coming up that I'm going to be working with her on. So it just depends. It's quite a few things, yeah, quite a few things.
That's good. That's good. Okay, so can you give, can you tell us one more time how individuals can contact you if they need work done as a, you know, for T-shirts and all that good stuff?
Right. They can call 352-843-1123, and that's also my ministry booking line if they want to book me for events. And they can go to www.sherilyncreative.com for graphic design work, and they can visit www.spiritualsuites for Spiritual Suites Apparel. We're also on Instagram, Facebook. I'm Sherilyn M. Bennett for my author's page, and Sherilyn Michelle Bennett, that's my personal page. And I just launched a new page, Author Sherilyn Bennett, Village Meeting for Moms. And this is a wonderful page that I want you guys to go to and tell all the moms about. We're going to be having discussions, and we're going to build up the community, because I have a major project coming up. So we're doing that, and that's how they can contact me.
That's great. And if you have any more graphic designers or anyone with a great story or talent, please send them my way.
I will. I know several people.
All right.
My circle is pretty blessed.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I really thank you for taking out time to interview with me, and please keep in contact with me, and I ask that the Lord continue to bless you in your talents and endeavors.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Sherilyn Bennett, and remember to check out her website, and also you can listen to this particular ministry again. It's going to replay again because it's archived. That's one of the benefits of this particular ministry. Everything is archived. And right now we're going to go ahead and get into our press release. And what I want to do is I want to inform you of the purpose today, and then I want to give you, as the Lord has given me, a format so that on tonight you can work on this format. And before I show on tomorrow, I'm going to have a visual of this particular press release. All right? So get out a sheet of paper and a pencil real quick, and I'm going to go over some factors that you need to know. They're called expectations for a press release. All right? Expectation number one. We have about five of these, I believe. Expectation number one for a press release. Okay? We are going to pretend like this is a sales pitch, meaning that we have to convince people that this is the best event, this is the best product, this is the best radio show. We're going to have to convince them without competing against anyone. We're going to compete within ourselves, whatever your niche is. For instance, my niche is radio. So what is it so special? Once again, we're going back to our goals about radio. We're going to use that in our press release. That's one expectation. The second expectation is it has to be something that is interesting. We're going to make it very interesting. And what I'm going to ask that we all do is that we all write a press release on something that we wish for before we get into what we actually need and what we actually want to do. I want you to think about, the homework is, think about something that you really want to happen. For instance, I would like to have a huge gospel benefit concert for youth, okay? So I'm going to pretend on my press release that I am writing to corporations, letting them know what I'm doing. And so you think about doing the same thing, all right? So it has to be interesting. And then expectation number three is we're going to write it as if we're reporting this event. We're going to write it, and I'm going to teach you that. We're going to write this as if we're reporting it. For instance, I want you to get the newspaper, and I want you to look at an article, for instance. All right? And I want you to look at how the particular reporter is reporting the story. They always tell the who, what, when, where, and how, and for instance, if they're reporting about something that happened and they need more information, they're asking the public for information. So we're going to write like a reporter. We're going to make sure that everything is correct, okay? Then we're going to put in some quotes, all right? We're going to put in some quotes. There are many. I remember when I was at Baylor and also in high school, we had to use quotes. We had to look up quotes. We're going to use quotes for our press release. Why are we using quotes? Because we want to associate someone to this particular project. And what I mean by associate someone, I mean by associating their quote. For instance, off the top of my head, I'm thinking about Dr. Martin Luther King. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Okay? We had to memorize that. And so that was usually utilized in anything, any debates about civil rights, any debates about justice, fairness, things of that nature. So according to this press release, all right, we're going to have to come up with some quotes, all right? Then expectation number five, we are going to contact some top outlets. And actually, we're not going to contact them yet because this is fictitious. This is something that we're just making up because we want to practice first before we come with the final product. I want to make sure that everybody's on the same page. So I'm going to go over this quickly with you again. And then what I'm going to do is give you a visual. I'm going to let you see how I wrote this. And then when we come back on Tomorrow God's Word, we're going to go over the different expectations and how each part should look. You will have this before midnight tomorrow because I have to work on it. All right? So once again, expectation number one, we're going to pretend like this is a sales pitch. All right? We're not going to say, you know, I was thinking about, no. We're going to start maybe with a question, with a quote. We're going to start with research, statistics, numbers, something of that nature. Then expectation number two, we're going to make sure that this is interesting. We don't want to put anybody to sleep. We have to have some type of suspense with this. This has to be something that is exciting or something that's mysterious, okay? Now, hopefully, when we talk about the spiritual vehicle and all this, you don't have anything mysterious. You know exactly what your spiritual niche is, and you kind of have a slight direction of where we're going with this, all right? Then we're going to write it like a reporter. We're going to get the newspaper, or you can look online, and you're going to look at how these reporters are writing their stories. You know, what is so captivating? And most of the stories that make the front page are the interesting stories, the big topics. So we want each press release, because that was part of our goals for PR, each press release to be a huge topic. Then we're going to provide some good quotes, all right? If you don't have any quotes, I remember, and I still have these, we had to keep these quotes in a little compartment, and I still have many of these quotes even from when I was at Baylor, okay? From high school to Baylor, I still have quotes, and college too, my other colleges. But look up some quotes that's conducive to the project that you are speaking about, all right? Look up some quotes that's conducive, and then we are going to, it doesn't matter who it is, contact. We're going to list our top outlets personally. It says contact them personally, but we're going to list them. Now, this is, once again, fictitious. This is an example. But guess what? When we start practicing and creating those visuals in our minds and those people, have you heard of the law of attraction? Those things. Then, in prayer and God, okay, well, these expectations begin to become life, right? So we want to make sure that when we're practicing, we're doing this correctly. We want to make sure we're giving it our best. So as I said before, okay, all of this right here, the expectations, and I typed it out for you, the expectations, and I'm going to put it online, and I'm going to explain it again because I'm going to have some couple of people who's going to come late. I'm going to explain it again online, and we're going to work on our press releases all this week. Actually, the press release does not need to be completed until Friday, actually. But we're going to start with at least two of the expectations, and we may finish earlier so we can go ahead and get into our other projects that we have for this 30-day online class, okay? So I'm going to, on tonight, I'm going to go ahead and re-explain. I'm going to give you a little template and re-explain the press release so that you can begin to think about it, and we're going to do it together on Tomorrow God's Will, the two expectations, okay? All right, so that's it for the press release, and you do know that the reason why we're working on the press release is because we want to improve PR. It does not matter if you said your spiritual vehicle was radio or your spiritual vehicle was singing, dancing, speaking, whatever you said your spiritual vehicle was, then we are actually trying to or seeking to improve PR. For instance, your particular expectation on number one will be different from mine, especially if you are an artist or you sing, or especially if you are a speaker. It will be totally different. And so I'm coming from the perspective of radio. You come from your perspective, all right? So I will have that for you tonight as far as the questions and things of that nature and what we need to do for our homework. All right? Okay, so let's get into our announcements so that we can go ahead and get started. All right, be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to freedolove.com and click on Love Radio, and you will be right in the studio. I would love, love, love for you guys to listen to the freedolove.com, where Jesus shines with love. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, journalists, anyone with a positive, positive message, community leaders, please Facebook AfredaLove at AlFredaLove. Or FREDALOVE, or DRALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Afreda Love Show. And remember that we speak to many people, artists, journalists, writers, actors. We speak to many people, so I would love to have you on the show. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line. Pray for them one by one. Call out what they need. Do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know, because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we must pray for each other. All right? Good. Now, I have a couple of announcements to make as far as this website is concerned. Let's go to afrida.herpages.com. Okay? When you go to this particular page, you will see a few articles. Please be sure to look at these articles. We're going to have more articles. We have crime and law enforcement. We have Christianity. We have education for kids. We have charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, politics, and political science. That's the afrida.herpages.com, okay? And we will add more to that. Then if you go to the stellargospelmusic.com website, okay, I just skipped something. The stellargospelmusic.com website, you will see that I have many pictures of the gospel artists that I'm going to add more. Then you will see I have new gospel music projects in 2016. If you have a new project, I'm going to say it again because I have some people who just email me. If you have a new project to inform the AfridaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, the album title, label, and release date. I would love to highlight who that gospel artist is. Now, as I was speaking, I know that Sister Kathy Taylor out of Houston, Texas, has a new project. She's going to have a listening party on May the 29th. I'm going to have that flyer out. She's going to have a listening party in Houston, Texas on May the 29th. Be sure to support her event. She's an anointed woman of God. She's just a great person to meet. And so please be sure to support her projects. All right, these are our two gospel artists for the week. Then if you go to the AfridaLoveShow.com, here's some shows for April, but we also have shows for May as well. If you continue to look at the Elizabeth Gerald story, be sure to follow that story. As I said before, we're working on a script. Then, of course, meet Miss Solomon. Miss Solomon has a learning center right up the street in Arlington, Texas. So be sure to check out her learning center. She's doing great things for students. Coming soon, and I continue to say this, but we're adding different things, the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine is coming soon. As far as TV shows, we have Empire on Wednesdays, Bounce TV presents It's a Man's World on Tuesdays, Mary Mary on Thursdays, and then the Carmichael Show. And then on Radio 1, we have Sister Erica Campbell, who is hosting that particular show. Be sure to support her as well. For the StellarGospelMusic.com Billboard Top 10, we usually have our Billboard Top 10 on Thursdays, so we're going to have our Top 10. And then if you have an event or you would like to be interviewed or you know, you have any speaking or promoting going on, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then here's the AfridaLoveShow.com television. I'm going to have clips and snippets here. Facebook Afrida Love, Facebook Dr. Afrida Imani Love, Facebook Afrida Imani Love, Instagram Afrida Love, LinkedIn Afrida Love. If you want to advertise your church, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. This is an international program, and so many individuals from all over the world actually is able to view this page. About us, once again, this is an international radio ministry. I love to interview ministers. I love to interview gospel artists, graphic designers, actors, actress, educators, authors, any community leader with a positive message. If you want to come on the ministry, here are some interview examples. You can click on those and listen to some examples. Then, of course, if you want to contact me, here's the form with my name, email, subject, message. Please click submit. Services, we have speaking services, radio events. We have a book out, and then, of course, we have a blog. Church events around the world, here are some. Some of them have already passed. We had the Gospel Superfest, which was on the 14th. We still have the Trayvon Martin play, so be sure to check that out. That is from May 12th, which has already passed, all the way to the 22nd. Be sure to support that play. Then we have the Bishop Hezekiah Walker. That was on Saturday. And then, of course, we have Turning Our Dreams into Reality. That's on the 20th. So that's this week. And then, looking ahead, we have the Gigantic Gospel Concert 2016. And do not forget about Sister Kathy Taylor's VIP party, listening party on the 29th in Houston, Texas, and I'm going to actually put that flyer on this particular page. All right? Okay, one more website. Actually, two more. All right, AfritaLoveShow.com. This is the website where everything is. I did change this website because I'm in the process of changing some things around with the AfritaLoveShow.com. You'll see four gospel artists, and we're going to change the format and the background a little bit. But anyways, for booking, any type of booking, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We see gospel radio. We see gospel artists, and this tells a little bit about each gospel artist. This is their websites and some of their projects and things they've been involved in. So please check out this page. All right? If you want your music in rotation, I can put your music in rotation on this particular website and on this particular ministry when I have our top 15 Billboard countdown. The AfritaLoveShow.com. This is a radio station. It's an outlet for conversation with people all over the world. I love speaking to people. I capture events such as award shows, anything about school, photography, and once again, it's exciting to network with people. We're going to have a book study on the particular book called A Spiritual Guide on the Go, Perfecting Your Walk with God. You can find this book at ilovebargains.com. Once again, that's ilovebargains.com. All right? It's at a very low price. All right? Artists speaking and booking. Here is the particular website for that. Booking request, put your name, email, subject, and which artist or speaker you're requesting. Then guest on radio show. If you'd like to be on the show, be sure to email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. And then you can email me for any new projects and media opportunities. Gospel artists in the industry. Here are only some of the gospel artists in the industry. Be sure to support these gospel artists. When you hear about their having new projects, check it out and be sure to support them. Speaker showcase. I am a speaker. I'm not a singer. I'm not a singer at all, but I am a speaker. I speak on education, spirituality, health, media, civic, community, diversity, black history. Then I have Mr. Jay Dixon, who's in North Texas. He speaks about first years of college, accounting, civic, community, and diversity. So if you're interested, then you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We would love to be at your events. Then, of course, these next particular sites, there is Meet Artist LaShawn D. McLemore. We have their bios as well as Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. And then I'm changing this Meet Radio Host, Afrita Love, because this is on a different page, and I'm going to use this page for something else. But we have Love's Author Corner, okay? And these are some of the books that we have out. Be sure to check these books. And be sure to enjoy all of these authors and support these authors. And we've already added Miss Sherilyn Bennett's book to our site. Be sure to pick up that book, because just from reading a little bit of that book, it is wonderful. Be sure to pick it up. Health and Human Performance, my only topic to you is to keep moving. Okay, keep it moving. Make sure that you're eating right. For entertainment and television, here are some of the entertainers. If you want to submit your publish, if you want to submit your particular entertainer, please do so at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Then, of course, we have the R&B artist. We support R&B as well because that's a gift from God. We just don't play the music on this particular show, but we do interview these individuals as well. Community engagement. Here are some things that we're doing in the community. We're trying to really boost the community up as well as create a community online as well. All right? So I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we continue to work on our press release for our spiritual vehicles and where we're going. And as we continue to interview individuals, we're going to have professors coming. We're going to have more gospel artists. We're going to have R&B artists coming. So be sure to continue to watch my Facebook page, Afrita Love, or Dr. Afrita Love. And so if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Good night, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.